Welcome to an episode of the Jones.com podcast. Back again with another guest, my boy, the head designer, the CEO,
founder.
Chinadu, what's good?
Good, man. Long time no speak. It's been like 2 months.
Bro, 2 months is like regular though for us.
It is, bro. Shit. Popping, man. We in the crib, you know, just staying low.
Aren't you regularly a quarantine guy though? So like you don't really leave the crib.
Right, it's true. It's like, I don't know, the house is, but I don't have nothing to do, bro. You gotta stay in the crib and just like fucking work on yourself, bro. Like, a lot of these people, man, I can't go out every minute if I don't have nothing serious. Like no point. So
you know what's weird? I seen on somebody's Instagram story that, like, you know how everything open right now is supposed to be essential businesses, quote unquote. I seen on somebody's Instagram story that Dave and Buster's is open.
Dude, I heard about that shit and I was like, Dave and Buster's, bro, of all places, man. This is like, niggas is trying to have fun, bro. As if it's like Chuck E. Cheese or something. You can't be.
And what pissed me off about that is, as you see, I got my glasses on. I wear contacts on the regular. I can't schedule an appointment at America's Best. But I can go to Dave and Buster's right now and have a ball. Like, bro, what does essential mean? I really need to know.
Like, that's a sick money, bro. It's the money.
I was confused, but I've always been one of those guys this entire time to say that the COVID-19 it really isn't even a deadly virus. Like a 4% death rate at what high numbers? That was, you know what I'm saying? Then they're not even doing, they say, oh, this is how many new cases. That's what they advertise, but they don't show how many people recovered. There's way more people recovering than dying. It's like, yeah, the death rate is very, very low. They said, they told, Georgia opened up 2 weeks ago, and it was like 2 weeks later, we're going to be the number one state, and 2 weeks later, we chilling, you know what I'm saying? We chilling. So what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to sit at the crib every day, or are we supposed to go outside? Because this is what I've been telling people. If you pump gas, if you checked out at a grocery store, and you put in your pen, you got it. Simple as that.
Damn, but no, bro, it's like, I get it that it's easy to contact. Like, you gotta realize, bro, niggas that are smart are wearing gloves and masks everywhere. Nigga, 2 weeks ago, I drove to Dollar General or some shit. My nigga, I had on two masks, bro. Two fucking masks. I had the one that's, like, flat. I had the one that was flat, and then the one that, like, kind of pokes out a little bit.
Yeah.
With the metal thing on the nose. Bro, nigga, when I tell you, I'm in and out, bro. I'm in and out. I'm not spending more than 10 minutes in that bitch, bro. Like, you gotta fucking dip. But I believe everyone has that shit, low-key.
Right. You know, it's crazy that you say everyone be wearing masks and gloves. I wore gloves once, and I wore a mask, like, twice. And the second time I was doing it as a joke. No kidding. Like, because when it comes to gloves, I was explaining to people, I said, all right, so when you got your gloves on, do you touch your phone? Do you touch your purse? Do you touch your wallet? You get what I'm saying? And so that cross-contamination, because things stick on rubber way more than they stick on your hands. So that cross-contamination is going to mess things up way quicker than not having on gloves. So I've been glove-free and I've been mask-free because, I don't know what these masks do. Because if it's not an airborne disease, then why am I wearing a mask? You know what I'm saying? According to the CDC.
I feel you on that, but it's like, for me, you got to realize, bro, all of my family members are actual essential workers. Like, my dad works in the hospital. My mom works in the fucking medical facility. My sisters, both of them work in the hospital. My brother works at the fucking science lab. Like, all of these niggas, bro, they work in the either science or medical establishment. So it's like, bro, everything they tell me, I gotta do that shit. Regardless, I have to do that shit. I'm the only nigga that don't do this shit, so I have to, like, you gotta leave me the house, you gotta wear that bitch, you gotta wear gloves. My nigga, I was driving with the gloves on, bro.
You know how dumb that shit is? Yes.
Like, come on, bro, but you gotta do it. For me, and I just know I gotta do that.
I know, another thing is, I was telling people, I just took a leave from work, like, 2 weeks ago. But while I was at work, going to work every day, I'm like, bro, I'm not quarantining. I'm not staying in the house on my off days if I got to work. It just don't make sense. It just don't make sense. I work at the world's busiest airport. You want me to stay at home? I remember when they said, before all the quarantine, the things started getting shut down, they said, like, 800 people came through the airport with corona symptoms. And I said, bro, if I ain't got it by now, then it's natural selection.
I feel like, I mean, everybody, I think everybody has that shit. It's the truth to that shit, because it's like, it's no way people can just be sick for no reason. Like, I know I have this shit, but I'm just not sick. I feel like, you know, it's true that the older, most of the older, like, people in the world, based off of that low immune system type of, like, find out the subject that it's possible that they have it, so just telling everybody to stay in the fucking crib.
Right.
Where, like, niggas is not washing their ass, bro. Like, that's the truth of the matter. Niggas is not being sanitizing their hands, you know, being safe and shit like that, so I think it's just best for everybody to just fucking cooperate, bro. Just so this shit can fucking hurry up and get the fuck out of here. Because, like, niggas decided this, bro.
They not saying everybody not gonna get it. They saying slow the curves because everybody will get it. And so we don't want the hospitals to be packed. That's just the whole entirety of slow the curve. So it's just everybody gonna get it. It's about a matter of when, you know. Cause like, come on now, like, grocery store, if you've been to a grocery store, bro, you got that joint, yo. You just got it. Like, it's inevitable. It's Thanos. It's really
fam. I went to church, bro, I think the week before everything really locked down, which is like probably like the beginning of March, right? That first week.
Yeah.
Bro, I went. Tell me, I went to a Catholic church. So, like, you know, there's a portion where people hold hands and say the Our Father type of thing.
Yeah.
I think before we even got to that part, the fucking priest was like, based off of this pandemic and this occurring virus, I asked you all not to hold hands or shake after. I was like, bro, I wasn't going to do this shit regardless, bro. It makes sense. You mad when niggas there, bro, like, it's kind of crazy. But, yeah, it's just, I think it's not, I won't say it's not serious, but it is kind of being blown out of proportion a little bit.
Yeah.
Based off of, like, Trump and these niggas, bro, just talking outside of their neck and shit, but it's, I don't think it's that serious, but it's still, like, a requirement that you gotta, like, pay attention to a little bit.
Yeah, be cautious. Wash your hands, basically, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wash your hands, bro. Shit, take a shower, bro. Like,
what's crazy is, I remember, I had went to my granddad's funeral, as soon as, like, the lockdowns were starting, and so like a week later, there was a story that came out of Macon, Georgia, of a funeral happened, and everybody who went to the funeral had corona. And it, like, that's how the outbreak started in Macon. Now, who in Macon went out of the country beats me, you know what I'm saying? But it's just crazy how it just, I've been, like I said, if I ain't got it by now, it ain't meant for me. It's just, hey, and I'm okay with that, you know? Or if I already had it and it ran its course throughout my body, who knows? But, yeah.
But the Georgia, I think the first story I heard that broke out in Georgia was, I guess it was like a man, or in Atlanta specifically, Metro Atlanta. Yeah. It was like a man and his daughter were like the first ones to get that shit. And like, I guess they were, as soon as they found out that they had it, I think they immediately, like, self-quarantined that entire family.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out who, like, I don't know, who could have been the first person to really, really, like, kind of come in contact with that shit and then bring it over here. Like, it's so weird how, like, it travels very quick. But
you ever seen the video of the first lady who ever had it?
First lady, nah.
Yeah, it was an Asian lady. And she, like, in China, because that's where it so-called started.
Yeah.
She didn't even die. And she was like an elder lady. She said she thought she had like the flu or whatever. And she was like, she went to the doctor. They didn't know what was wrong. And I guess like later they diagnosed it or whatever, but she was fine. So, man, who knows?
I don't know, bro. I'm just ready for this shit to be over, man. Cause it kind of slowed things down to where I wasn't kind of mad at it in the beginning, but like now it's kind of getting to me. Like over the last 2 weeks, that shit is like, all right. I'm done with this. Like, I got it for real. Like, I'm really ready for this shit to be done. Like,
yeah.
You got to realize it broke out in what, February, but it didn't. It wasn't really that serious until like the end of February.
Yeah.
And, like, bro, you really been in the crib for like 2 months.
Yeah. Well, you have. I promise you. I promise you. I think. Actually, the past like 3 or 4 days, I ain't really went nowhere. I left yesterday to go get some Mother's Day stuff, but that's really about it. I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty.
I ain't gonna lie, that video game shit. Everybody been doing that lately, right?
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna hold you, bro. You already know I got on the NBA Live. I got both of it. I don't even know if I got the covers. It's somewhere down there. I had the Live 04 and Live 05, the Melo and Vince Carter, bro.
Yeah, that dunk contest is something classic.
Game, bro. Oh, my God. I'm talking about every day after school, bro. NBA Live, bro.
You know what's crazy? Man. Speaking of EA, did you hear that story from Jason Deal?
Jason Deal? Oh, Skater. He's like Skate 3 coming on mobile or some shit.
Yeah, he says EA called him up about Skate 3 mobile. And he was like, what else? They was like, nah, that's it. He said, go fuck yourself. Don't nobody want to play that shit. He real deal talked to him. He said, and if they call Atiba, I'm going to call Atiba to tell him don't do it.
He'd be not going to fuck with him either, bro. Like, same camp. Like, yeah. It's, at this point, it's very trash because it's like the whole world knows that we're waiting for Skate 4. EA got to stop playing.
To this day, if you go on their IG and look at any comment under the EA page, all it's going to say is Skate 4.
Skate 4,
it's been like that for like 4 years.
It's been a decade, bro. Well, yeah. But it's been a decade since the last game, bro.
Yeah.
Like, no one wants to play that shit on no iPhone. Like, nigga, right? 2K is horrible on iPhone. Like, it's garbage, bro.
I don't know what's up. What upsets me is that they'll give us a Plants vs. Zombies. They'll give us a trash Battlefield game. They'll give us a NBA Live nobody asked for.
Boy, nobody's played Live in like over 10 years, bro.
Right. Nobody's asking for these new NBA Lives. And they keep somehow giving them to us. We know what's crazy. I bought each NBA Live that came out recently because they was all on sale for $5 each time.
Oh, there was one, which one was the one that had WNBA players? That was the first one. It was like,
I think that was
17
or 18. 17 or 18, yeah.
They said that shit was hard, but I didn't play it.
No, it was 18. It was 18 was smooth, like, the concept of it. They had the Drew League in there, they had the crossover league, and they had like Dykeman at the Rucker. Like, the entire concept of the game was dope. Like, they had some dope ideas, but the game itself was still dirt. Like, it was complete trash.
Yeah, I don't know, that's why, like, low key, that's why I switched to that PC shit, bro. I ain't gonna hold you, right? That PC shit, because like 2K, I haven't played 2K like for real since 2K16. That's the one with Steph.
Yeah, the three covers. Steph, AD, and Blake, I believe.
Yeah. And Paul George. Is it Paul George? I forgot, bro.
It could have been Paul George, James Harden. I don't even remember. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That was the last one I played because it's like, bro, 2K gives you the same, like the same shit, same animation. They don't really take you serious. And then on top of that, the My Team shit, I don't got time to be paying for that. Like, it's all that VC boy shit is like, I was like, nah, I'm done. I'm not playing this shit.
You know what's weird? It's like it's a lot of people I be playing on the little park with, and they be like, "Oh, you trash, you trash," and I'm like, "Bro, meet me in a real game, like the play now where the 5v5 is at, where stamina matters, where we can set a difficulty, because you don't even know what difficulty you playing on the park, where you can set a difficulty, and we playing with actual NBA players and not creative players." And, like, that's where, like, the real talent is. Because you remember when we was kids growing up, if you had a creative player on the team, you'd be like, oh, you cheating.
Yeah, I used to do that shit all the time, bro. Right. Any game, bro.
Like, you got a creative player? Like, what are you doing?
See, I used to do that shit as an advantage, bro. Because you got to realize, my older brother is 7 years older than me. So, like, say if I was, like, 7, this nigga was, like, 14, 15, bro.
Yeah, same.
Used to have a fucking NCAA 2003, the one with Joey Harrington with the organ.
Yeah.
We used to have that game, bro. Tell me why he used to always play the Miami Hurricanes. That remember that team? Devin Hester, Willis McGahee, all of those guys. So, like, I was like, bro, you know what? I ain't going to beat him, bro. I used to be creative, too. I made a fucking Atlanta Falcons team in college with, like, Michael Vick, Warren Dunn, like, creative players.
Yeah.
But I put the team strength to, like, Juggernaut, which means it's, like, they're stacked. They're really, really good, 99 overall. So, like, I remember he had, like, the Miami Hurricanes, and I had the fucking Atlanta Falcons. I was like, bro, I'm about to dust you, bro. Nigga, I was killing him, bro. He was like, yo, you really cheating, bro. You have a creative team. I was like, bro. You either win or you lose, bro. Man, I was like 7, bro. But it's a real deal, bro.
We weren't going for that. Like, my brother's 7 years older than me, too. I remember. Yeah, all right. So the first game I ever got was on a PS2. It was Madden 01. And I think Dante Culpepper was on the cover, if I'm not mistaken.
Nah, that was 02. The one with the blue CD.
Who was on the cover of Madden 01? Let me Google it real quick. But
that's crazy.
But all right, so this will happen. I kid you not. I kid you not. This man beat me 72-0. I was so sorry. 72-0. I don't even remember the teams. But I remember that was that right there was a lesson. Like, okay, yeah, I gotta get better. So, I know when he used to be at school, I think I used to get home from school before him. So, you know, I used to have time to practice. So, the first game I started beating him in was SmackDown versus Raw. Them WWEs, I mastered them reversal joints.
Yeah.
Once you master them reversal joints, it's over with. Then I mastered did I beat him in Madden first? Nah. He'll probably still beat me in Madden. I don't know. I don't play Madden.
That's the hardest game, bro. That was always the hardest game for me. Strangely.
Yeah. I know. Once I figured out how to do the 720 on the NBA Live in the dunk contest, it was over with. Because everybody, the other ones was easy, but you had to do that double rotation for the 720.
There you go, like, super quick. It's like a slowdown, and it goes super quick. Yeah.
Hey, man, I was changing the game back then.
I don't know, the game, Madden was always the hardest game to beat my brother in. Like, football games in general, Madden, NCAA, hardest games to beat my brother in. But basketball, I kind of knew how to master that shit from, like, Live 04, Live 05, NBA Ballers, bro, when you don't got no team, you just one-on-one.
You like Ballers?
The one with Marbury, bro, that's the only one I had. That's the only
that game
one, bro.
Was dirt.
It was a classic, bro, because it's like, you gotta realize that game, a lot of 2K was taken from that game, bro. Where you have, like, my player. There's a mode on there where it's, like, a my player where your player is, like, stupid trash, bro. Created creative player is super trash and you got to move him up the ranks and shit. Like, that game was lit, bro. For like PS2, that shit was hot. And I used to have
cheat codes and shit. Why would you play that when Street was out?
I had both, bro. I had Street, but I didn't have Street 3. I had Street 2.
That's nobody had Street 3. Nobody had Street 3. Street 3 was garbage.
I played it like one time, bro. Like, mad people had it when I was growing up. I used to only want it because, like, LeBron and them was in the game. That's the only reason why I wanted that.
They went on Volume 2?
Nah, Volume 2 came out, I think, the 02-03 season because Jordan was still on there. The Wizards Jordan was still on there.
So, like, they had Bulls Jordan too, though, so it was cool.
They had two Bulls Jordan. They had, like, rookie Jordan, then 90s Bulls Jordan, and then Wizards Jordan. So, like, that game was, like, nostalgic as fuck, bro. Like,
you know why they don't make them no more?
Why?
Because they said EA said it only appeals to one demographic. You know the demographic.
Go ahead and say it, bro.
You know the demographic. They didn't say it. They just said it's not. I think the official words was it doesn't like reach a mass audience or something like that.
It does, but it's like if it were to come out again right now, I feel like only niggas our age and older would cop the game because kids are very picky now, which is, like, it sucks because they're picky and they only like limited options, bro. They don't expand their fucking brains when it comes to a lot of shit. Like, you gotta realize as kids, bro, we play a multitude of fucking games, whether it's, like, 5-on-5 to 1-on-1 to fucking regular adventure games like Bully and Grand Theft Auto and shit like that.
Jack and Daxter.
All of them shits, but nowadays, bro, like, kids, bro, they stay on Fortnite. Like I have a cousin, bro. This time I went to Dallas for a whole summer, 2017. That's when, like, Fortnite broke out and shit.
Yeah.
Nigga, that's all they play, bro. I'm like, dog, y'all don't even watch TV no more, my nigga. Like, come on.
But you gotta think, they play what they favorite YouTuber or streamer play. When we was growing up, we ain't had that. We had what game you got down the street. Like, when we bought games, we went to GameStop, and we literally had to read the back of the game. Just like, bro, is this fun?
Or even go to, like, Walmart in, like, 2005 to play the fucking shit that was,
yeah,
like,
the little kiosk.
The demo version, like, kids don't got that, which is, it's cool that, you know, technology advanced, but at the same time, it's like, bro, you don't know how hard niggas had this shit in the day, back in the day, bro. Like, yes, we had magazines, bro.
Remember game still exists. Like, if you get a GameStop, like, Pro Plus card, they give you, like, Game Informer. I had it, like, 2 years ago. And, like, it was coming to my house. I'm like, bro, I'm not going to read these things. Like, we have articles for this. Like, y'all still printing this? Like, it was wild.
Well, what was the thing that we had where, remember that one commercial where they would, like, ship you the game and you test it out and then you send it back? It was like a red box type shit.
Oh, Gamefly?
Yeah, bro. I always wanted to try that shit.
Go try it now. It's still out.
I thought you could I wanted to try it because I thought you could finesse, like, you could, because they said send it back whenever, bro. So I was like, yo, if I cop this game for such and such price, nigga, I'm never sending this shit back. Like, how does that shit work, bro?
It's like Blockbuster or like the old school Netflix before, like, the Netflix was a streaming service. It was like, it was straight DVDs. They would send a DVD to your house, you watch it, and then send it back. And so, Gamefly was the same thing. You pay like a monthly fee, they'll send the game to your house, you play it, and then you send it back or whatever. So I know my homie, he say he did the free trial and just never sent the game back and canceled the subscription.
Yeah, but I wanted to try that shit so bad, but I was like, this is like middle school, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, I'm gonna hold off on that. But I don't know, I kind of miss them times, bro, for some strange reason, bro. Like, like just literally like middle school before 2010. So like that period of like 2005 to 2010 where not everything was super advanced, but you just being a kid at the time, bro.
Yeah, like Blockbuster made you venture out too, because it's like, okay, I'll try this game for a week. I'll probably beat it in that week or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we have more time on our hands. So we'll be like that focused to beating the game within the week. What's crazy is that my little brother let my nephew play this Sonic game. I think it's Sonic Generations. And it's like one of the, I think it came out like 2013 or 2012 or something. So my nephew hop on the game, and I kid you not, he beat that joint in a day. Like, he came up, he's like, I beat it. It was like, you what? And this man is like 9. I'm like, yo. Yeah,
bro, games used to be so hard, like, as a kid, right? I forgot what game. I think it might have been Street Volume 2. You know how, like, Street Volume 2, you have, it's like a My Player a little bit, where
you're
your player. Yeah. And then you pick up like two random people to be on your team, and you just travel to fucking US playing.
Yeah,
I was playing one time, bro. I think I was dusting a lot of people, and then I went to the East Coast to play like people like the Knicks and just random people like the Celtics. I think I played the Celtics. For some strange reason, I could not beat Paul Pierce and like Antoine Walker. I'm like,
nah, who was cheating with Stretch? Stretch was cheating.
Nah, low key. He was nice. He was like the best player, but low key, the trouble for me, you gonna laugh, bro. The nigga that was dusting my ass with the little dude that was like Lil Bow Wow with the yellow jersey and braids.
I know you're talking about. Yo, them little generic characters was going crazy.
He was dusting my ass, bro. On that
and he would like, he had like unlimited handles because like he would never run out of Turbo Slick.
Yeah, like. This nigga was like Iverson, bro, as a kid. Crossing my ass up, bro. Man. That's a classic. It's just going through shit like that as a kid versus now, bro. Seeing what kids do is like, y'all niggas didn't have no type of adventure, bro.
My nephews don't even go outside.
Bro, my cousins don't either. It's wild. It's really, really wild. Like, I was in Dallas 2017 summer. Just being in the crib with them, dude. One of them told me, Cartoon Network, Teen Titans Go.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, Teen Titans Go is better than Teen Titans. I was like, wow, I'm done with you, bro. I'm done.
You know what? I could. It depends on what you like. On a comedy standpoint, that show is hilarious. I ain't even gonna cap to you. That show is hilarious.
It's straight, but I don't know. Teen Titans. The original shit, bro, is way better, bro. It's like the adventure. Everything that they go through within that cartoon show is like 10 times better. But I get the joke aspect of Teen Titans Go. It's very, I wouldn't say it's dry humor.
It's for kids.
Yeah, it's very kid-friendly. Not kid-friendly, but it's, you know what I'm trying to say, bro.
Yeah. You know what's weird? The older you get, you realize Cartoon Network wasn't for kids.
Yeah, like, I kind of felt that shit, too. Because a little bit of the shows were...
Like, Johnny Bravo, that's Slick Not for Kids. Ed and Eddy, yeah. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's in the middle. Samurai Jack, that's not for kids. What else? Teen Titans wasn't for kids. Dragon Ball Z is really not for kids. Like, most of those shows that came on Cartoon Network... aren't really kid shows, but as kids we watch them, you know, and you really can't say that about any other, like the other two networks. Like Nick, that show was that was definitely for kids. Fairly Odd Parents, Jimmy Neutron.
They had, like, Nickelodeon had its moments where shit was not for kids. For example, early episodes of SpongeBob, bro, them niggas was going in, bro, compared to now. Like,
yeah.
A lot of their jokes and, you know, storylines were very like adult-ish, strangely. But
yeah,
I don't know. Cartoon Network, on the other hand, I feel like the only show that was very, very, like, you know, mature and way too mature was Johnny Bravo, bro. Because that dude was low key a fucking pedophile, bro. If you think about it,
Powerpuff Girls had a whole tranny on there.
Yeah, but like,
that didn't scare you, bro? As a kid,
bro. Yeah. Nah, because the way I looked at it was like, it's basically a devil-like cartoon character just as a woman. Or like, I always thought about costume as a woman, so I never saw it as like, oh, he's trying to be a girl. I thought that was just his whole superhero, like, demeanor and shit. I don't know, bro. But I hear what you're saying, though.
It was like very confusing, bro, because I was like, it looks like a dude dressed like a girl trying to talk like a girl. But the name is him.
Wild.
But yeah, like the whole him thing was just wild to me, like real wild.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, bro. It's, but as a kid, we never viewed it that way. Like, I never viewed certain things that way because like I wasn't put up on knowledge on like on like how it worked or how characters were like supposed to be seen as. Like, I never looked at it that way. But now that I'm, like, you know, fucking 20 years in, all of this shit, like, it's crazy, bro. It's literally crazy.
Yeah. At what point did you realize, like, kids' television was going downhill?
As in cartoon or just regular shows in general?
Either one.
I would say when, and I'm just picking Disney in general, when Disney would only show Hannah Montana 24/7. Annoying, bro. As to me, because I was like preteen at the moment, that shit was the most annoying thing. Hannah Montana on fucking Disney Channel every fucking like minute.
That's not even, that wasn't even bad to me. Like, I like Hannah Montana. I do remember what you're talking about, but for me, it was a Nick. When Nick dropped Mr. Meaty, I knew.
Oh.
I knew I was done. Do you remember that? What that was?
I remember it was like that puppet show, but like, how long did it last?
Too long. First off, it got approved. That was the issue alone. That show was dirt. And then after Mr. Meaty, they had Fanboy and Chum Chum. And then they tried to match Disney Channel's boy band thing. And they came out with Big Time Rush. I said, yeah, I'm done.
For the white girls and white, like young white girls, they fucking love that shit.
That was done. The young white girls aren't Hannah Montana. They like the Big Time Rush. No Jonas Brothers, bro. They were not Jonas Brothers level. Jonas Brothers-esque.
They didn't last either.
They lasted a good minute.
Like what? About three, 4 seasons.
Yeah. They weren't even better than the Naked Brothers Band.
That's the classic. That's what I'm trying to figure out. How did that show end? Because I remember watching that show as a kid and like, I stopped seeing it on TV. And I used to fuck with that show because they had, like, their songs were catchy as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
I forgot which one was it. It's, like, the Crazy Cards. That shit.
I do remember that. Yo.
They had some joints, bro. Like, they had some joints. It's crazy. The nigga had a fucking girlfriend. I was, like, an adult. I was, like, they living on this shit. That's a classic show.
Yeah. Television is crazy. You know, Avatar is finally on Netflix. I don't know if it's on there now, but it's coming soon. Like, it's like real soon, sometime this month.
I remember Avatar, like, I want to say I was never into anime growing up. So, like,
yeah.
My brother fucked with it, but I just never liked it. I remember watching Avatar when it came out. The storyline is like a 9 out of 10 for me. Like, I like the show, but I was never deep into it. Anytime I saw it on TV, it was entertaining. Like, the storyline was literally perfect. So I see why it had, like, a big fan base. My thing is, for people who are anime heads, do y'all consider that anime? like a true, true fan favorite anime, or is it like pop culture to y'all?
I wouldn't call myself a true, true anime head. I do watch like a few extra shows outside of the basic Dragon Ball Z. I do watch Naruto, One Punch. But I wouldn't, I don't, because if I'm going to consider Avatar anime, I got to consider Boondocks anime. You get what I'm saying? And I wouldn't consider the Boondocks anime, even though they both follow the concept. There's another anime that people consider anime. It's called Neo Yokio, that Jaden Smith show.
That shit was hard. I watched that.
That show was trash, bro.
Bro. I fucked with it. But the only thing I always hated about it was that Jaden Smith was being too Jaden Smith-ish in the show. As in, like, he would be like, oh, should I go and get this girl a Chanel bag or a Louis Vuitton bag? I'm like, bro, do not bring that shit into a fucking cartoon. Like, just keep it the way it is. Because the story
he didn't write it.
Wait, who wrote? I know he's not the writer, but who's like, I know Deezus and Meryl are like the characters in that shit.
Yeah, I forget who the writer is, but the thing is, it's supposed to be like a high fashion, high class, like society, like the people he hang around. But he, like, the reason they got their money is from Demon Slaying. And so, like, priority number one to his family is Demon Slaying, which is how they keep it, like, they stay rich. But he was more into drip and fashion or whatever. The show was just trash because it had no actual it just existed. Like, it just existed. Also, like, I wasn't a big Jaden Smith voice actor fan. It wasn't cool. And I hated his voice so much, I tried to put it in Japanese. Because I was like, it's an anime. They haven't had the Japanese version. And they didn't. And I was like, okay, yeah, this is not a real anime. If you ain't got no Japanese voiceovers, then what are we doing?
I don't know. It's like, I guess what attracted me to it was that scene of, and I hate bringing this narrative up saying, oh, it's a black person. But seeing a black nigga in anime besides Boondocks, that's kind of different.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. That's why I kind of fucked with it. Only thing I hate is that a lot of the shows, well, this is just him and personally, like, a lot of the shows he's made or been in never lasted for like more than 2 seasons. And that's what like annoys me, because he's a good actor, but he just doesn't, like, why doesn't this shit ever last on fucking Netflix or just streaming places in general?
You talking about like The Get Down?
Yeah, because that shit was hard, bro.
People ask for another season of that, but that story was finished to me.
True, if you know, because based off the whole hip-hop phase and shit, right?
Yeah.
Basically.
That's what I hate. That's one of my biggest pet peeves, is like when a story is told, end it. Don't give me another one. Like, How to Get Away with Murder is on season 6. You ain't finna tell me they got away with 6 different murders. That's how Game of Thrones ended up being slick stupid. That's how The Walking Dead is dumb now. That's how Grey's Anatomy has a whole new cast. It's not the original cast. Like, stories can be told and they be done. That's how the British do their shows. If you watch any like shows off in Britain, after the story is told, it's it. They probably had like 2 to 3 seasons max. Like The Office, UK only has like 2 seasons and like 6 episodes each. And that's, they was like, bro, that's it. Like, we just move on.
What is like? I understand shows are supposed to be like that, but for shows that are considered like cult classics or just big fan base, you gotta at least have five good ones in, bro.
Five good seasons?
Yeah, like The Get Down was
2.
Wait, I guess I'm complaining based off the way it ended. The Get Down basically ended where the girl who was singing, like, her dad ended up killing himself or some shit because, like, he ended up shooting himself in the head because, I guess, all the secrets that he held from the family or all the bad things that he saw his daughter getting into,
yeah,
he was doing that shit every day. So, like, once they found out all that shit, nigga just killed himself. So I hated the way that shit ended. It didn't end with, like, you know, what's going to happen next or what happens after, you know, her dad passes, just all of that shit. We never got the next story. So
yeah.
I get the hip hop phase of that show was fulfilled.
Yeah, that was definitely it. And that's why I thought I was like the show was over, because we saw the end of what was it, Shaolin Fantastic? That's what he called himself.
Yeah. That nigga a good actor too. You know he in you watched the Wu-Tang shit, right?
Yeah. You think he did a good job in Wu-Tang?
For, cause he, yeah, he played cause I
Rae
watched
Kwan.
The interview.
He played Raekwon.
So they said like for that character, he actually got coaching. Like
from Raekwon, yeah, he said he was hanging around him for a minute. Yeah,
he played a good character. I'm just very, very curious, like the fucking next season, because it was a good show.
I didn't like his accent, like it like, because you know the Wu Tang got real, real deep New York accents, and so he didn't pull it off to me. Like it just didn't come off as a good Raekwon, but just like. The story was still good. You get what I'm saying? So, like, it wasn't... It's not... It's bad acting. I'm not saying that. It's just more so bad casting.
Yeah, because I don't... Because when I saw it, I didn't like the fact that... For me, I like him as an actor.
Yeah.
I didn't like him playing that role because he doesn't seem like the gangster type. But he was saying that it was only good for him because he's playing a tough guy this time.
Yeah.
He was a really playing tough guy most of his movies and shows, so I don't know. It's I feel like I have to wait for it to develop fully to really, really be like, all right, he's doing his shit.
Is he better than Trevor Jackson?
Trevor Jackson. Oh, off of Grownish.
Yeah. He was what was that gangster movie he did?
It
was based in the
last one. It was that other shit. I know you're talking about I forgot.
Superfly. It was Superfly.
I only saw half of that movie.
Whoa, that movie was good.
Yeah, they said he was nice. His character in that movie, I don't know, it's like I can never look past people who are always good guys playing like the hard, tough role. Because he don't look like the hard, tough nigga to like to act as in the show or in a movie. Like he doesn't pull it off right. He can act really good, but I just hate that role. Seeing niggas like that, bro.
Yeah.
I guess it does.
I can get past. Like, it depends on if it's right. Now, T.I., I can't. Like, when it come to Takers, him and Takers wasn't it to me.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, that movie old as shit. Out of jail, right?
Yeah, he was fresh out of jail. Cause he the one who took the fall for the heist, and they was doing another heist.
Yeah, I think that movie, his role was good, but I guess I feel like he still needs better lessons in acting. Cause ATL was perfect for him for his like first role.
Yeah,
Takers, bro. The amount of years that Takers came out after ATL, you should have been like developed. Pretty much better. Like, his role in that movie wasn't that good. One thing I did hate was it Michael Ealy in that shit?
Yeah.
I didn't like his role, bro, for some strange reason. Like, it was too... For like, the roles that he's in as the soft guy, outside of, like, Barbershop, he doesn't play the tough guy role. Like,
what's crazy is Chris Brown did a smooth job in that movie.
He was straight. I even forgot he was in that shit. That's crazy.
Chris Brown is the GOAT. Have you heard a new album with him and Thug?
Not yet, bro. How many songs on that shit?
It's funny that you say that, because there was a meme. Did you see that meme that said Young Thug deleting the extra 27 songs Chris Brown wanted to put on there?
I haven't even looked at it yet, but if it's, bro, I'm not even going to hold you. If it's more than, like, 15, I'm not listening to that shit.
Wow, that's crazy, because it's 13 songs on that thing.
I might check it out this week.
It's good as hell, bro. And Thug recorded all his verses in one day.
That's some Thug shit. That's some Thug shit, bro. After you showed me that one video of him, like, that freestyle.
Yeah.
Was he, like, on the bus or some shit?
Nah, the Instagram live. He was freestyling on Instagram live, and then he just said, "All right, you know what? We're gonna record this, make it a song."
Yeah, like after that, cause he's a product of Wayne. I see that shit. Niggas who just freestyle, just throw it on the song. So it's, I'm gonna check it out. But yeah, that's some thug shit he would do, bro. Literally record all his shit in one day and put it on a fucking a damn album and shit. So.
You know what's crazy? I've been talking to folks, cause like, it's a lot of people who don't like Chris Brown, excluding the Rihanna thing. And so I'm like, what? Do you not know how many songs that you know by Chris Brown that's not Chris Brown songs? And they was like, what are you talking about? So like, I would just go down a list and play songs that it's like, it was, one was a French Montana song, one was a T.I. song, Fat Joe, Ace Hood. The list goes on and on. And I'm playing these songs. I say name the artist whose song this is. And they couldn't do it, but they could sing Chris Brown's part from start to finish. I said, yo, this is how good Chris Brown is. I said, Drake can't do that. Drake is not on a song with another big artist. Drake can do it with like them little, like, you know what I'm saying, them up and coming guys or whatever. But when it comes to big artists, Chris Brown is like eliminating who else is on that song. And, that, and like, I don't think anybody else could do that. And he's been doing it since 06.
Bro, Chris Brown to me, and you're gonna get this comparison. Chris Brown to me is the Terrell Owens of R&B, or like, just in terms of, I'm saying this just in terms of the talent level. We know what he can do. It's just that the controversy is always going to block whatever people see him as or perceive them as. Think about it. Seriously, think about it. T.O. is like one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. Chris Brown, one of the best fucking R&B artists of all time. What did they
is
have?
Is T.O. top five though?
Wide receiver all time?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm taking Ocho Cinco over him. I'm taking Ocho Cinco, Randy Moss,
Jerry Rice,
Calvin, and Julio. That's just five right there. I'm sorry.
Only three of them in the Hall of Fame right now. Ocho Cinco not even there yet. This nigga been out the league in how long, bro?
Ocho Cinco a legend, bro. His fines alone make him a legend. His fines alone.
I know that, bro. Hall of Fame jacket and everything. But I'm just saying, in terms of controversy and shit, like T.O. off those people talking about him, Chris Brown, the whole Rihanna thing, like legends, but people are always going to have something to say about him. So that's how I always saw it. Is Chris Brown a fucking legend, bro? If you don't, like, he was supposed to be, I'm not even saying supposed to be, he's the second coming of Michael Jackson. That's how I saw it.
You know what's crazy is that Jordan, like one of my friends been telling me, like when it comes to controversy, if Jordan would have played today, the media around his name would be like completely different. Like he's a straight tyrant. He prevented players from eating. He punching teammates. You know what I'm saying? Like the things he was literally doing. Like the things he was like. If you watching that documentary, because like people. One thing about this documentary, I haven't watched it since like the third or fourth episode. So like it's been going on. I know you finished like first eight.
Yeah.
My issue with it was I'm not learning any new information. Like most of this was like, I already knew all. Right. So it's just it made me realize that well, something I already knew was that the NBA is marketing the hell out of its players. Because there's a lot of players who have better resumes than Jordan. Well, I want to say a lot of players, but it's a good amount. Like Kareem has a better resume than Jordan. Bill Russell has a better resume than Jordan. You know what I'm saying? But they're not going to get the respect that Jordan has due to like the marketing. Because I've been looking up a bunch of old Wilt interviews, and they asked him how you feel about Jordan. He was like, I mean, he's cool and all, but it was like, he has more rings than you. Because Wilt said, I was averaging so much points that they said I wasn't a team player. So I led the league in assists. And so I had to go look it up. And I was like, bro, he really did do this. And so they said, but you don't have as many rings as him. And so Wilt said, if we want to talk about rings, one of my closest friends got 11 of them. and y'all don't consider him the greatest. That this is like before Wilt died, and I consider Wilt the best player to ever pick up a basketball. So the marketing of the NBA is ridiculous, which is why we have these debates that LeBron or MJ, which is ridiculous because LeBron, it's nowhere near even as good as Kobe. You get what I'm saying? But the narrative of media is a fascinating thing.
I don't know, bro. It's like, reason why I'm going to say Jordan, and I still, you already know I'm Kobe all the way, big Kobe because I was a kid. You already know pre-death, all of that. Jordan, bro, Jordan is, what he did for basketball is forever going to be important. Not even MVPs in general, just all first team in general. Already, it's a debate for me to say he's the greatest all time. Defense, all team, finals MVP, you know, dunk contest. He did everything.
The comparison. That's the media though. But that's the media. All right, the second dunk contest shouldn't have won.
Which was the one he lost? He lost the one.
He lost to Dominique, and then he beat Dominique, and it was a tiebreaker. And everybody was like, what? Jordan won now. Like, the last one versus Dominique, he shouldn't have won. Defensive player of the years and MVPs, that's a media-driven thing. Because Steve Nash got two of those things. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I stopped looking at, like, awards because the media votes for that stuff. I remember it was one. I think it was Joakim Noah or Marc Gasol. One of them won Defensive Player of the Year, but wasn't first team all defense. And I was like, "Wait, how are you the best defensive player, but you're not first team all defense?" Yeah, so it's a lot. You said what?
Same thing with Rudy Gobert, all the Defensive Player of the Years, but not make it to the All Star team until like what this year?
Yeah, it's like. It just don't make sense. Another one, Steph Curry never won a Finals MVP because of the media.
Nah, we know why he like.
Go look at them numbers. Yes, go look at the numbers. Steph Curry was carrying them in all categories, but when Iggy checked in and slowed down LeBron, who was still putting up 30 a night. Bro, the NBA media has hyped LeBron so much that Steph Curry doesn't have a Finals MVP.
That is true. Like, low key, it's Steph Curry's fault he didn't get that shit.
Man,
Kevin Durant on the fucking team, bro. You know damn well. As soon as KD out on that team, he was like, "All right, I'm taking the back seat." That's his fault, bro. If you win an MVP back to back, you're supposed to be the one winning them damn shits. He decided to take the back seat when KD came. KD winning two in a row, bro. Like, that's deserving. The one with Andre Iguodala, I will say is debatable. But Andre Iguodala did, like, slow down that entire team, bro. For a six man coming off the bench playing that way, bro.
He don't deserve the MVP, man. That's highly disrespectful. To the actual MVP of the season. Bro, that was so disrespectful. That was also media-driven. They got people like you believing that Jason Kidd is top five.
I said point guard all time, bro. But you got to realize the era that we grew up in. I started watching NBA basketball 99-2000 season when the Lakers three-peat began. Even though the Lakers is my favorite team all time, Jason Kidd was my favorite point guard ever, bro. Just seeing his style of play. You got to realize he's everything people say Lonzo Ball should have been. By now.
And that's not much. That's not much.
Yeah, you gotta watch the games. Watch the games where, like, not even Phoenix Suns, Jason Kidd. I'm talking about New Jersey Nets, gray jersey, triple doubles, 10-point triple doubles, bro.
You impressed by that? That's Draymond. That's Draymond numbers. And we call Draymond dirt. Yeah. Right. Bro. Jason Kidd's shooting percentages is awful.
I ain't gonna lie, he couldn't shoot when he first came in the league. But
he,
like,
couldn't ever shoot. He was never a good shooter. You know, it's funny because I was telling, like, I know somebody who called Lonzo trash. And I was like, bro, Lonzo put Kidd numbers his whole career, honestly, thus far. He was like, bro, chill. Kidd got a ring. I said, oh, my bad. When Kidd got 38 years old, washed up on the Dallas Mavericks. He got a ring. I said, well, when Lonzo's 38 years old, when Lonzo 38, then Lonzo can get him a ring. If Lonzo get a ring before 38, he better than Jason Kidd in my eyes, bro.
Nah, but I ain't going to hold you, bro. Lonzo Ball, bro. He gets a lot of, like, trash talk towards him. He's a really, for a point, I think the only edge with him is that he's, what, 6'7", playing point guard. That's the only advantage he gets over a lot of other guys. But for his game, he was pretty nice. When last season, when he was with LeBron, like, LeBron was, he was playing pretty decent. Like, still to this day, I would rather have LeBron. Who's the point guard for the Lakers? I don't even know who the point guard for the Lakers is, bro. Is it Rondo? Starting point guard, I think. Yeah.
No, it's Avery Bradley technically starting the one, but you know LeBron is running the one.
Yeah. But like I would rather have Lonzo instead of Rondo right now. This Rondo.
Yeah.
Not really fun. Like I would Lonzo Ball's game for some strange reason, even though he's not a good shooter, he can play defense. People don't talk about that. How he can shut down an average point guard. If you think really, really think about it. An average point guard, he can shut down. You know, he gets a lot of bad talk because of that shot. Now that he progressed that shot, y'all saw what he was doing with fucking Zion Williamson, bro.
Yeah.
They're not ready. Next year, they're going to be ready, bro.
I like LeBron, bro. You know what's weird is that LeBron was the reason the Lakers were playing as bad as they were last season.
Last season? No, I'm playing the bench.
And I say LeBron because once you got to realize LeBron cannot thrive. Like LeBron gonna put up his numbers, right? That's what the star gonna do. I was like, I'm gonna get mine regardless. So when it comes to a LeBron based team, it's LeBron and a bunch of people who gonna make LeBron look good. Not because LeBron don't make his teammates better. It's a bunch of spot up shooters, and if you're not catching and shooting that joint. Then you consider dirt. You get what I'm saying? That's how they do it. And what's crazy, I was arguing with somebody. I was like, people get mad at these, like when they going against the Warriors each year, especially this last year versus the Warriors once Kyrie was gone. I say people get mad at JR and Korver for missing shots when they the ones who are actually tired on offense. And they was like, what you mean? I said, well, LeBron's guarding Draymond. Or LeBron's guarding, like, the person who's not going to do the most. Everybody else guarding KD. They chasing Steph and Klay around them screens. Right, and LeBron just chilling on defense like, all right, y'all do the chasing. I'm going to go get 50, so I'm going to look good. I'm going to look good. Right or wrong, that's how I go.
It's true, but I feel like LeBron, you already know, I'm not even, like, a LeBron fan like that.
Yeah.
He does a horrible job when it comes to picking his team. I will say this Lakers team was a good pick, but in general, in terms of, like, the Cavaliers, just getting players, bro, he does a bad job. He just picks guys with a name, which I never liked, like Kyle Korver. Kyle Korver ain't the Kyle Korver from fucking Philly. Dwayne Wade ain't the Dwayne Wade from, like, the first Miami Heat championship series and shit. Like, the Derrick Rose, bro, like, why are you getting these players with names? You need to get, like, actual fucking bench players.
I was saying, when that team was constructed, I said, oh, yeah, this team, 5-for-11,
2011. Thank you, bro. They had Isaiah Thomas, bro. What he gonna do? It hurt. It hurt, bro. Like, he does a bad job picking teams, bro. He's a horrible GM. Like, he's basically Giannis in the All-Star game with this season. Like, he could not pick. On top of that, he doesn't pick niggas that can really, like, I feel like the best pick he had was JR. When JR gets hot, it's over with.
Yeah.
Like, early JR, he gets hot, it's over with. But, like, in terms of other players, he does not play pickup good, like, scoring the shit. I would say Ronnie Hood was a good pickup instead of he was just being a bitch, bro.
What?
Yeah, the series where they went to the finals.
Ronnie
Hill didn't come in and, like, take the shots and shit like that.
But you gotta understand, it's like Rodney Hood before he went to Cleveland, he's averaging 17 a night. 17 a night. You get to Cleveland, And it's like, hey, bro, go to the corner and you better catch and shoot that hoe.
What's Corey supposed to do, right?
Nah, because he was a shot creator volume shooter. He's not a 3-and-D player. So now you're trying to transfer him to a 3-and-D player. Now he got to play a completely different game. Now people are like, Rodney Hood, trash. But that one game he went off in against Boston, I think when Brown was on the bench and Rodney Hood was just running the bench, he went out there and like was getting buckets. People are like, wait, Rodney Hood can play? I'm like, bro.
Like the fuck? I mean, Rodney Hood, bro, because he plays for the Blazers now, right? Is he?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I don't know. He's playing good for whatever team he's playing for now. But that scenario, I was like, all right, they made that little mid-season transaction. Like, he should be able to fucking... He should be top three in scoring on that team.
No. Cavaliers. Melo's there.
No, I'm talking about the 2018 Cavs.
Oh.
Should have been, like, top three on that team.
No, LeBron... Yeah. LeBron, Kevin Love... And then JR. That's it.
Kevin Love ain't doing shit, bro.
Kevin Love is averaging double-double. You got to realize, them other players not getting touches. If you not catching and shooting that ball, what are you doing? You not getting LeBron his assist. You know what I'm saying? That's literally how them teams work. Like, they're like the Rockets offense, but with more pick and roll.
Yeah, I see it. I don't know. That team, bro, I wouldn't say they had a chance to beat
the
Warriors. I could have saw it going six games, at least. Six games, bro.
You joking, right? Did you hear what JR said?
What?
All the smoke,
yeah.
He said, they asked him, did you laugh about it? Like, how long it took you to laugh about it? He was like, oh, I laughed about it that night. He said he laughed about it that night. He said, then Ty Lue texted him and said, hey, it happens. He said, let's say you shot it, you would have missed. Then what? You know what I'm saying? People still going to be upset. And JR said, okay, let's say we do win that game. They won the next four. Like, we got swept.
Bro, that game could have went six, I think.
Why do you think that?
Because, look, you got to realize, like, that game one was in Golden State. You still won away. Probably lose the next game. Could have had a chance to win one in Cleveland again, bro. Like, that game could have went six. Six at least.
You know what's crazy you saying six is that the year previous they had Kyrie and they lost in five. So I don't understand why you think...
Kyrie, we already know what Kyrie was going through, though, right? Kyrie was like, man, I'm trying to be the man type shit. Because he had, you got to realize, he had all that clout after making that one shot in game seven. He was like, all right, I'm going into the next season with all the fucking clout. I don't give a fuck.
You know what's crazy? Back to marketing again. And when they talk about that finals, they talk about the block. The block is highlighted more than the shot. And if LeBron would have hit that shot, then they would have highlighted the shot way more. I'm telling you, these companies, they market who they want you to realize who the star is.
But you do got to realize, if JR was not like tracking Iguodala down, Iguodala was making that layup.
Right.
You got to realize.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I was like, yo, the only reason that block happened is because JR was there to slow him down. Because if JR wasn't there, he don't contort, like you said, he don't contort his body or none of that. So it's just crazy, man. I've been peeping stuff a lot lately, man. Just doing my own research.
That would have been a game changer. Like, if JR was not literally tracking him down, Iguodala is either... Was he hurt that series too? Wasn't he hurt?
Yeah. Like that entire series, just the way it folded, because Bogut went down first. And once Bogut went down, LeBron, like, Bogut was averaging like three blocks per game, like in the first few games.
And then once, big.
Yeah, he was a center. And then once once Bogut went down and then Draymond got suspended, that changes the entire motive of the entire series.
That's true, bro. Like, I still remember that Draymond shit. I was like, oh, like, after Draymond got that tag, bro, I was like, oh, it's over with now. You know, they finna, ESPN finna blow this shit out of proportion. Bro.
Right. You know,
but, like, I wanted Cleveland to win anyway, because, like, already, the way I viewed the Warriors that season, the Warriors to me were the Detroit Pistons. Like the 04 Detroit Pistons with John Cena. Only because I'm only saying that because they only had one championship under their belt.
Yeah. You
remember when Detroit Pistons were going to like the Eastern Conference Finals every year. From 04 all the way to 2008. When they faced Boston. The first Boston championship.
Yeah.
They went every year. So like I was like, man, I hate the fucking Detroit Pistons of that era. These niggas about to be the same thing, except shooting wise, except with more offense under their belt. So they came off one championship, and I was like, you know what? If in that cocky as fuck, you saw Steph Curry, and you saw Steph Curry was shooting, bro. Nigga was dancing, doing all of that shimmy bullshit. 73-9 record, right?
Yeah, but you know he was injured that series too. Like he never was full 100% in them playoffs.
Yeah, but
nobody care about that.
After Steph Curry got that first championship, bro, two MVPs, don't nobody care about his injury, bro. Like nobody looking at that no more. So it's, I don't know. I like Steph, but at the same time, his game annoys the fuck out of me, bro. And then I be hating how Klay Thompson be getting cocky as fuck now. That nigga. Light skin, he really got that light skin effect now, bro, where that nigga act like he's shit. Like, you remember, who was it? Was it Russ? Westbrook or something? I think it was Westbrook. Damn, who the fuck was it? It was this season where somebody got ejected or some shit. I don't even remember, bro.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It may have been Russ. I think it was Russ. Some shit happened, and like, I think I forgot, bro. It's crazy. But I remember Klay was just talking on the bench, like he ain't gonna do nothing or something like that. It may have been Russ, bro. I forgot. It's been a minute, nigga. Basketball gotta come back. I done forgot everything, bro. It's crazy.
You know what's crazy? Russ. People know him as a bad shooter and what all, but he shoot better than Jason Kidd, bro. And I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? Just remind you that Jason Kidd is some mid. Jason Kidd is some mid, man.
You got to realize Jason Kidd was pass first. He was basically Steve Nash, except Steve Nash was a better shooter than him. That's the only
Steve
game,
Nash
bro.
Was a mid. So what are you saying?
Take 1 minute, bro. Steve Nash can shoot, right? I'm trying to chill out. Steve Nash can shoot.
Steve Nash. Is he a top 5 point guard today in his prime?
In the league right now?
Yes. He's not better than Steph, Dame, Westbrook. That's 3. Not better than Kyrie. That's 4. Who?
Top 5. He's top 5.
So
look who the top point guards in the NBA right now. Steph, Damian Lillard, Boone Westbrook in there, Triple Double Machine, Kyrie, James, Kyrie. What he want to be, bro? Who the 5th one?
All right, I'm taking Kemba over Steve Nash. Bro, as much as I hate Kyle Lowry, I would take Kyle Lowry over Steve Nash.
Not talking about, bro.
I would take Chris Paul over Steve Nash.
Only this season, Chris Paul, because he wasn't doing that last year, bro.
I would take Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I would take Trae Young. I would take Luka Doncic. I would take Kendrick Nunn. It's a long list of players.
the only knock on Steve Nash is he was not a defensive player.
Oh, my bad. I would take Ja Morant.
He's not better than Steve. Who's putting up more than 10 assists on that fucking list besides the, like, the first three.
Trae Young.
He's not a better passer than Steve Nash, though. He's not.
You got, first off, you got to look at it. If you're getting a lot of assists in the Mike D'Antoni offense, that means the ball is just in your hand the entire time. You see that with James Harden.
You on a Mike D'Antoni offense, though.
That's what I'm saying. So it was just his numbers, his assists were inflated. Assist, first off, assists don't even mean nothing. Assists don't mean you're a good passer.
It does, bro.
John Stockton was not a great passer. He just gave it to Malone in the post, and Malone would score.
True, but I mean, assists does, it adds to the your skill set. If you're not a scorer, you can affect the team doing other shit. It's like niggas on defense. No, it's like niggas who can't play good on offense, it reflects on defense. So it's one of those yin and yang type things, bro. But Steve Nash was both, though. He can shoot and, you know, shoot better passer than most. You got to realize in the league in, like, 2005, 2006, your best point guards around that time.
I'll take, like, Steve Francis. I'll take Stephon Marbury. I'll take Gilbert. Hey, agents.
Wasn't even a passer, bro. Whoa. To be fair, Gilbert was bigger than your average point guard in terms of height. Was he like 6'4"?
Yeah, he was like 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, like he was a true. He was like an undersized shooting guard, basically. If you think about it, his scoring ability was the undersized shooting guard.
Yeah.
But point guards around that time, Steve Francis was pretty much beginning to be washed. That nigga was playing on the Knicks at time, around that time, I think. He was gone for a minute. Marbury was not
a dog.
Like a year with the Knicks, and then that nigga faded away.
Oh, do you know why he faded away?
I forgot. It was some shit.
He didn't want to play for them. He just didn't want to play for them. The nigga sucked. He was like, bro, I'm not playing. And they, they kicked him out the league. That's why he went to China. Cause like, they were like, who do you think you are? He was like, bro, y'all the Knicks. Y'all suck, bro. Like, he just wasn't playing. I remember that.
I can't even hear you, bro.
Oh, that's crazy. We good now?
One of my shits is dead. Fuck. All right. But yeah, wait, but what happened? Didn't some shit happen to him, though? Like, when he went to China or some shit?
He got a statue?
No, like, the beginning stages of China, he was, like, because Pusha T says it in a, what song is it? The Good Friday shit. What did he say? He said something about, Vaseline, something, like, Marbury. I forgot what the fuck it was. Some type of viral shit happened to him. I forgot. Like, that nigga is a god, bro, in terms of people look at him like he's the LeBron of China, basically. Wow, it's so wild, bro.
He got three championships over there.
Bro, ain't he like a coach now?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. I don't know, man. It's NBA, bro. That shit gotta come back. Niggas is starving for that shit like a crackhead.
Man, did you watch that horse competition?
My nigga, I'm not watching no. I think I watched Chris Paul. I'm not watching none of that shit. It's bullshit, bro. Who's shooting from a fucking webcam, bro? Like, nigga, I'm not playing horse from no webcam. That's some virtual shit. I don't have time for that, man.
Man, people were saying, they had a debate on First Take. He was like, people, it's not going to be the same without the fans, blah, 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 blah. Stephen A. said, yo, we broadcasted horse from people's backyards. He said, I would rather watch it with nobody in, like, you know what I'm saying? I'll watch 5-on-5 at the Rucker before I let them broadcast horse again. I'm like, that was awful.
That's whoever came up with that idea is was very lazy, bro. It's like, you can't take quarantine that fucking serious, bro. To, like, really be playing. Like, I get the whole video game aspect, playing 2K, playing
all that. Did you watch that? That was worse.
I didn't watch it, but I feel like that's more sustainable than fucking you horse, bro. Like, who doing that shit? I'm not.
You gotta come back. Why the 2K event was trash. Out of all of the NBA players who consistently play 2K, it was a lot of players out there like, yo, I ain't played this in years. I just got a few practice games before we hopped on. I'm like, what? And then two, it wasn't even live.
Yeah.
They played the games before. And then, like, I'm like, what are we doing?
It's wild, bro. I'm like, man. They either gotta go ahead and like bring niggas back to the practice facilities and start playing these shits, playing real games with no crowd, or just fucking cancel that bench in general, right? Just crown a champion or leave the league as a vacant like title this season, because it's like, it's no point.
I don't understand why they can't just, like, they making it such a big deal of where do we play the games at, how we gonna do it. WWE ain't missed a beat. They did Money in the Bank today. They've been doing Raw and SmackDown every single week in the little performance center. The UFC just held an entire event. Like, Why is the NBA not understanding that, bro? Y'all can do it.
You gotta realize, bro, when that Rudy Gobert bullshit happened, imagine LeBron with coronavirus, bro. You know the fucking media is gonna blow that shit out of proportion, bro. So it's like, there's no point even trying to go any further with that. Basketball is the worldwide sport. Like, besides soccer, that's the worldwide sport. Like, my nigga, LeBron with coronavirus, Steph Curry, like, that shit not gonna blend well, versus WWE. I don't even watch that shit no more, but I know some people are still on there. It's not, it's more so entertainment, but it's not as a big of a sport as basketball, bro. Like,
you know what's crazy? That when they announced that Christian Woods had coronavirus, I don't know if you're... The center for the Pistons. It was like,
oh, the black dude, right? He's black, right?
Yeah, I don't remember the exact stat line, but the announcement was like, Christian Wood to play Rudy Gobert, putting up 34-12, tested positive for coronavirus. And I was like, yo, they really just said he had a corona game and dropped Gobert off.
You know what I fucking saw, bro? Like, this is why I hate my generation when it comes to like social media. These niggas don't give a fuck. Nigga, I was on like Instagram and on the Explore page. Somebody had it was multiple niggas with coronavirus. Somebody had Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, KD, that nigga from the Pistons, and somebody else, Marcus Smart. They made a lineup saying you're starting five. For the Corona team, some bullshit.
Bro, that's fire.
I'm like, y'all niggas don't give no fucks at all.
No, bro, come on, bro. Y'all NBA players, y'all immune system's A1. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? People don't care.
They don't, bro. When KD had that shit, they was going in, bro. I was like, you should have brushed your damn hair, bro.
Bro, did you see Rihanna was going in?
KD?
Yeah, she was like, she said something like, like they was on somebody live and Rihanna was like, is Katie even allowed in here?
Oh yeah.
And Katie was like, didn't you just come from Europe? What are you talking about? Like, yo, nobody care, bro.
Yeah, it's gonna fade away. Like, when do you think it's gonna end for real? Like, when do you think it's really gonna end?
I don't know, because you gotta think, whatever people say, like, the government keeps saying, okay, we're gonna open up then. People are like, no, that's too early. You know what I'm saying? Like, either it's gonna be a bunch of people saying it's always too early. Because it's like the Republicans are looking at it like, bro, we losing money and the damage is not even, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, let's say we started taking cases, like consistently tracking cases for the flu each year, right? and started advertising it, people would be like more afraid than the way we doing like the corona. So that's how like the Republicans are looking at it, while the Dems are like, Americans are dying, we got to take every American death seriously. It's like, okay, y'all don't do that. So let's not act like we do now. That's why I'm not a big fan of the Democrats right now, because they don't really stand on anything. It's just the Republicans are racist, and that's about all they got going on.
I'm not even a politics guy, but when someone says or mentions Republican, that's the first thing I think of, which is sad because I know it shouldn't be like that. But honestly, bro, I'm not even fucking with none of these niggas. I'm not a politics person. Trump right. Won again, bro. I'm just going to say.
Oh, fact.
I'm only saying that because he's the only president. And make this disclaimer, I don't fuck with him, bro. But based off of his actions, he jumps onto shit as soon as it happens. As soon as something happens, he's like, oh, we're working on this, working on it. Even if he's lying, he actually fucking, you know, jumps onto it. Versus a lot of people that, I don't know, most of the Democratic Party or people who are in politics, you know, senators, all of that shit. But most of the time when you listen to these people talk, they mention, like, I guess they talk around the subject instead of just jumping onto it.
Right.
I'm not a news person, but from what I see, this nigga Trump be, even if that nigga lying, bro, he just jumps onto it and be like, oh, that's not true. We're working on this. We're doing that. Even if he not, bro, that nigga, at least he says something about it type shit. So
it's, my favorite thing he does is, like, they'll say, oh, Trump did this, right? And so a lot of times he don't deny it. He just calls the Dems out on doing the same thing. Like, Trump got Russian interference. They'd be like, well, Joe Biden's son was in the Russian in this Russian business. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, don't act like y'all not doing dirt too. Like, that's how Trump kind of play. Or it's either he gonna do that or he's just gonna deny. And it's just, I'm like I'm not a big fan of like politics either. And I know Trump gonna win because Joe Biden, like, people keep saying Trump is like the worst candidate possible. I'm like, yeah, y'all don't even know what Joe Biden's running on. Trump got a better record with black people than Joe Biden does. But like, no one wants to hear that. They just wanna know, well, Trump and Mexicans are like, okay. Trump and Mexicans. What about it? Mexicans don't like black people. We hear that all the time, but for some reason we gotta cope for the Mexicans. Like, I don't. Yeah, it's nuts, man. But I'm voting Bernie, even though he's not running no more. But I'm writing Bernie. I'm not a lesser of two evils type of person. That's just me, though.
I don't know. I gotta when it comes down to the wire, like, to where everybody's paying attention to it. I'm not a politics nigga, but when it comes down to that moment, if I feel, what's the nigga name? Joe Biden. If I feel he's like really, 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 you know, making sense and doing all the necessary things for, like, you know, black people, as of course, if that period, like, he's really, really paying attention, I guess that's when I'll really, like, fuck with him. But if not, I probably might not even fucking vote, bro. It's like, because, like I said, bro, I'm not a politics person. I don't watch CNN every day. To be honest, I really don't care, bro, because it's like, at the end of the day, I guess for my age range right now, 24, I really don't even care, bro. Like, because it don't even, like, matter to me. But when it really gets down to the wire and I'm paying attention to it, that's when I'll make that decision. But, like, it's, yeah, a lot of this shit is stupid, bro. It's, I don't know. It's crazy, bro. But I feel like, in terms of coronavirus, bro, when I feel like this shit will be open by late June.
Oh, let's go. I'm liking that, like, answer. I'm liking that.
It only makes sense, bro. Like, late June. Right now, we're in the beginning stages of May. Late June, bro, We still got summertime left, like a little bit of 2 months. We consider July and August summertime, you know, seasons. That's the period where a lot of people will catch up. My only thing is that what is the world going to be like in terms of interaction with people, bro? That's going to be the weirdest shit. Because people are going to remember this shit from years to years to come. I'm trying to figure out if people will, like, slowly begin to, you know, like, interact in terms of, like, touch, feel, senses type shit. Like, I really, really wonder how that shit's going to evolve, bro, from, like, months to come. That's going to be the most weirdest shit ever. Because niggas not going to be dapping up no more, bro. Like,
you don't think so?
For a good minute, niggas is not dapping up. Niggas gonna be more cautious in terms of like washing their hands. You know, a lot of niggas don't wash their hands, bro. So it's wild. Like, they gonna be cautious, man.
I still dap up my homies, bro. When I see my homies, I still dap up. I still do hugs. I'm not a living fear type of person, man. So I'm still gonna dap folks up, man. I'm still gonna hug my family members. It's just. That's just me.
Yeah. I mean, I do with my family, but I haven't dapped nobody up since, like, March. So that was, like, last time I dapped somebody up. Like, actually, I've not even met with none of my friends since March. So all of April, I ain't seen nobody, bro. If you talk to me, it was via phone call or FaceTime, like. But I don't know. That's the most. It's going to be the strangest time period. If niggas is gonna shake hands or not, like, bro.
I think people are gonna be shake weird. Hands.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's crazy. It's really, really crazy, bro. Cause it has people thinking this time, like, for real. It really has people thinking, like, yo, how am I gonna interact with such and such when I meet somebody or if I do this, like, kids, bro. Kids are already nasty as fuck, bro. Like, dog. That's gonna be some weird shit, I'm telling you. It is gonna be funny, though, bro. Just seeing, because I know when the world opens up, social media finna go crazy. Niggas gonna have the memes on deck. They gonna be like, this how it be when you don't want to shake nobody's hand type shit. Or niggas gonna be like, if you want to shake my hand, you better put this hand sanitizer on real quick. Like, it's gonna be memes blowing up the fucking internet, like.
But how, like, how long would that last?
My thing is, it'll gradually go back to normal. Like, I see it going back to normal by, like, I would give it to late fall getting into winter. Nah. It's gonna get back to normal, bro.
Nah, because you got to think concerts, bro.
Oh, you're talking about in terms of, like...
But then again, like, not even concerts, because I know this is so, so far out, but it's kind of around the corner. NFL season, baseball hasn't even started yet.
Oh, yes, very true. I think those are going to...
be crowded?
Nah, because, baseball... I feel like baseball will start after the All-Star break, which is like, what, July? July-ish? Yeah. Football will go back to normal, but I feel like in terms of ticket sales or crowd capacity and shit, won't be as big. It's going to be limited. I think that's going to be limited.
Florida's already doing that. I think they said you can have an arena event, but up to 25% capacity.
Yeah, it's going to be limited because, like, right now people still don't even know. Like, if we're still on lockdown by July, which I know we're not, they're going to continue that fucking football season, bro.
In Georgia now, but I just want to throw that out there, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, for, like, you know, crowd events and shit like that. Yeah. If it's still on lockdown in specific areas, specific cities and states... Like, football events, them shits is gonna happen, bro. Like, niggas is playing. It's basically gonna be practice. Practice without the crowd. You're gonna have, like, probably two media people there, a couple photographers, all the refs gonna be there, team, staff, organization gonna be there, but it will be crowdless and niggas still gonna be playing football, bro. I see it happening. Like, it's... all sporting events will continue by July, bro. Deadass.
All right, man. I'll take your word for it.
But it's wild, bro. Like, my nigga. What if... I'm just thinking on some bullshit right now. My nigga, what if we in the house for, like, a whole fucking year, bro?
Oh, yeah, no. Stop it.
I might actually, like, fucking blow up, bro.
I'm not in the house now. Like, tomorrow I have an eye appointment, and I'm going.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? When I booked the eye appointment, she goes, do you have COVID-19? I'm like, okay, all right. You want me to say yes?
I'm going to come.
So then she goes, have you had a fever of a certain temp? I said, no. Then she goes, have you been out of the country within the past 2 weeks? Now, I don't know if anybody knows of how traveling's working, but no one can leave the country.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, What are these questions? But hey, man.
But I gotta be real with you.
Open it back up soon for like traveling, so that might be one of the first places I go. I'll go there ASAP.
But I ain't gonna lie, bro. Her asking that question, I don't even know. Doctors and physicians are like medical people. Are they considered medical essential workers or not?
Apparently not, because like I said, America's Best is closed. I had to go to Vision Works to get my eye appointment.
Yeah, I don't think they really consider essential workers. But in the case that they are, I get why she asked that question. Because like I said, I have my whole family medical people. So, like, they be the ones that be... Nigga, they don't even like my ass, bro. Like, that's how serious that shit, that's how serious that shit is. So, it's, I see why they asked that question. But I don't know, bro. It's, what if we really in the crib for a whole fucking year? Like, that... Man, like, I really might fucking, like, lose that shit. Like, I might lose my shit, bro. Because I already don't even like working at home, bro. This shit garbage as fuck. Like, it's hell, bro.
Yeah, I'm off work till August, so I can't even relate. I've been, I haven't been doing work. I've been trying to get more pods in. I've been trying to, like, just think of marketing stuff. When unemployment hit, I'm finna buy some wireless microphones and get, like, a new, for a little another show I'm working on. So, yeah, like, I've been using this time to plan and, like, do for some real, personal work. And, because I haven't had this free time in a minute. It's finally some silence in my house. So, man, I've actually been enjoying this time off because I done needed it, so...
I'm telling you, but wait till you 2 months in, you gonna be like, man, I gotta get the fuck out of here, bro. My nigga. Cause you gotta realize I haven't worked since since like January-ish. Yeah. Only because I was interning that whole time, bro. At fucking modeling agency and shit, just doing work for them. My nigga, I was getting ready for like other fucking jobs and shit. And now all of that shit on halt. Like, cause of this whole bullshit, and it's like, I'm relying on commission work. Couldn't even get the stimulus shit, cause you already know I wasn't working. I was interning, bro. One getting like mad money and shit. So
wait, did you like there was a non-filer section? Did you try everything?
See, my dad told me to do that, but I think I filed under my mom or some shit. So like, she probably has that shit. Yeah. But I don't know. I was like, man, forget it. It don't even matter to me, bro. But,
can you get unemployment?
Nah, cause I, bro, intern. All I did last year was intern, bro.
Work, bro. I know people getting more money than they have ever gotten in their life on unemployment right now. So I say just go to the little Georgia unemployment site and just try to file for it. If they approve it, then they approve it. If they don't, they don't. I just say go for it, bro. Like, you never know.
I don't know, right? That shit slick. That then I heard is like niggas be waiting for like a home. Like, what's the time period length? Isn't it like 4 weeks?
Yeah, so it's like 3 to 4 weeks, right? But if you just chilling anyway, it just either it may or may not hurt. You know, I mean, it won't hurt because you're not getting that now. So yeah, I just say go for it.
I'll try. I'm not even for sure on that shit, but I will try it just to see. But it's like, bro, nigga, my whole year, it's not fucked up, but it's like I had plans for some shit, right?
I feel
like,
it,
nigga. I put out the fucking collection. I was like, damn, we finna go stupid, right? This whole bullshit happened right after we came back from that Virgil shit. Right after that Virgil shit,
we was talking about it in the Virgil shit, remember? Because it was going on then. Bro. And Virgil just came from Paris. That's the wild part. Virgil, bro,
he was flying back somewhere else, wasn't he?
Right. Overseas. Some shit. That's nuts.
That nigga was like, you know how that nigga talk? He was like, I just got my luggage just in the back. I just dropped in. I'm like, yo, this nigga on the go, bro.
Like, that's crazy. That's
crazy. That shit was lit, bro. Yeah. That shit was so lit. Like, my only problem with that was the whole question aspect. I was like, how you gonna get us to write down shit when we waiting in line just for you to fucking randomly pick whoever you want? Like, I was so pissed, bro, because the questions weren't even, like, good unique shit, bro.
If you were to rename Off-White, what would you name it? Like, what are we talking about, bro?
That's some white boy shit, bro. That was some white boy shit. I was like, man. I was trying to get that nigga my flash drive, too, bro. I was like, yo, you gotta peep this shit. Soon as that shit let off to go home, like, that nigga dick. Right off the stage, bro. I was like, I can't even make it up there. But I heard he was in the fucking exhibit while we were waiting in line and shit.
Yeah, because he had posted pictures on his IG.
Yeah.
On his story.
Like, he was, like, signing books and shit. I was like, dang. If only we knew about that.
It's whatever, man.
Yeah, but it's cool, though. I'm just glad I even, like, saw that shit, because you never know, bro, when, like, niggas come in town and shit. Like, I don't, most of the time nowadays, like, if I go to places, like, you already know I'd be at the crib most of the time. But if I go to places, it's, like, for something very, very, very serious. Like, it has to be very important for me to really want to engage in that shit type thing.
So, yeah.
I don't know, bro. We finna be
bro, what's getting money? This a long episode, so
real, bro. Many mistakes,
But I got all the clips, so it's all good, bro. Thanks for pulling up. I have you back, bro. Anytime.
Bro, you got to do the late show, bro. Stop playing, bro. Do that shit. Do the late show.
No, the show is coming. That's why I got to get wireless mics. The ones I'm looking at, I'm trying to figure out if I can do. Is it three mics or two? Because if it's three mics, I can do a show and I can have a co-host, or I can have a show with two different guests. So I'm just trying to figure that out. I got six episodes already lined up. How I want each episode to be, like with each guest on each episode, and I want them to be 10 minutes long. So that's just season one. That's an hour of content. So I think that should be good enough for a good minute. And I don't want to promote it, nothing like, you know what I'm saying, serious until everything's already shot and complete, so I can do full trailers and whatnot. So yeah, really, everything is just a work in progress right now. So the late show is coming.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that shit would be so hard, bro. Late show. Like, literally, a Jones.com late show, right? That shit would be so late. But yeah, just go ahead and figure it out, bro. You, like I said, you have the ideas, and I've always said this shit anytime we hung out. Like, you know how to socialize really well.
Right.
So just use that. Use that shit, and you'll be straight, man. Like, I see it happening.
All right, bet. Anytime you want to come on, bro, just let me know, bro. And I you know what I'm saying, hop up.
Definitely, definitely, bro. Yeah. Definitely, bro. Shit. When this quarantine bullshit over, we got a link, bro.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Link for sure, bro.
Any last words?
Everybody stay safe. Shit. Keep tuning in to this man's show. Fuck it. Check out Do Your Collection out now. Go to Instagram. And shit, that's it, man. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, thank no you. Problem. Hey, his Instagram and Twitter will be in the description. You want me to put the Twitter in there too?
No, do not put my Twitter shit in there, bro.
Alright, yeah. So
please don't put Twitter in there, bro.
The Instagram in the description. If you made it this part, thanks for rocking out with the Jones.com podcast. And we out of here.